Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 23rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're looking for our December patrons, so if you want to jump on board and get a shout out all month long, go to patreon.com/thegamersinn. Extra Life is here, and we are getting so close to the end of the year. We only have a couple of streams left. We are not going to be playing Phasmophobia if I have anything to say about it. Please don't add a Christmas update. Because then it will qualify that game for our final stream of the year. But our next scheduled stream will be on Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we're having a very Fire Emblem Extra Life. We are going to be starting the show off at 8 with a State of Fae conversation with our friends at Two Lords Without Swords. And we're going to be talking about where Fae is at, Fire Emblem Heroes, and where we could see it going and what we're thinking works and doesn't work. But after that discussion, which will be on the feed, we will move into some games. We're going to be playing Jackbox games, so anyone can join in. And then when that winds down, we'll move over to Deep Rock Galactic, if time does allow it. Our final stream, as mentioned, would be on Friday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is our TGI Holiday Extra Life Partay. And that will be an end-of-campaign event. Got a couple more streams that I got to kind of fit in between then and now, but it is two milestones I hit, one of which is to play some NES games, an 80s retro, my 80s retro, late 80s, I should say, and the Super NES retro, probably going to be, and a 90s one, which would be Super NES and N64. All of it off the Switch, so we'll be playing those games. And also, I got to fit some Hades in there. Someone had donated and requested Hades, so I'm going to jump in and play some Hades probably after I wind down on NES or Super NES stuff, because can only go so long on those. Moving over to the Gamers Inn, I have 100%ed Miles Morales on my PS4 Pro, and I survived, which means I live another day of not purchasing a PlayStation 5. So I am good. That was the one game that was like, oh man, am I going to be able to get through this? And I did. And I think that just goes to show how different this generation change is that it's very gradual, in the sense that if you want to hold off, you are not being punished for holding off on purchasing a next gen console. And I really feel that as someone who's always purchased at least one of them day one, and usually the PlayStation 5 would have been it. In any other generation, Spider-Man Miles Morales would have been a PlayStation 5 exclusive, even if it was built on the backbones of the PS4. Yeah, it just, that's the way these things have always worked. But this year, this generation transition's been different. So, it's not, I mean, Nintendo really was the only one that did the, I could be completely wrong, correct me if I am, but I feel like Nintendo was the only one that kind of did the both generation consoles getting a game, and really it was just due to the fact of how long it took them to make a Zelda. You got Twilight Princess across the GameCube and the Wii, you got Breath of the Wild across the Wii U and the Switch, I guess Skyward Sword was like right on the edge there of probably being a Wii U game. Probably more likely the fact that the Wii U is not received so well that they kind of shied away from Skyward Sword coming to the Wii U. I think that also might have been like the HD transition that screwed with Nintendo. But anyways, I finished Miles Morales. Going to talk a little bit more about that. Bugsnax. I played Bugsnax with the kids. Jocelyn talked about it last week. I'll probably talk about it this week a little bit as well. I got to say, that game, the trailer made it seem like it would be really interesting for the kids. And the kids did like it. The kids liked the bug snacks portion of it, but there's a lot of talking in this game, like a lot, to a point there where there is a mechanic where you are a journalist and you have to interview some of these grumpuses, which are the inhabitants of, not the bug snacks, but the people who visit Snack Island. And I literally can't do those segments with the kids because they get so bored. They really want to, they're like, why aren't we catching bug snacks? Why aren't we talking about bug snacks? Why are we talking about this lady who disappeared? I want to go back to the Bugsnax. So I'm probably going to have to jump. They want to keep playing the game, but they want to do the Bugsnax stuff. They don't want to do the interview stuff. So I will probably have to go into the game and, you know, when they're not around, and do the talky bits to get back to the Bugsnacky bits. So just a word of warning, there's a lot of talking. And again, it's not boring talking. It's funny. It's interesting. But sometimes it is just talking. And they want to get back to the bug snacks. You know, I don't blame them. I really don't. You know, Black Friday is running right now. You have a bunch of sales going on if you're looking to pick up, you know, games or hardware, if you're looking to pick up PC hardware. I personally have been looking at, for a while now, looking at a new, the NVMe SSDs, like super duper fast memory for your computer. And I have a computer here that'll support at least not Gen 4, but the Gen 3 stuff. And again, this is all until recently, like way above my head. But thanks to Void in Discord, who explained a little bit more about the memory that the new consoles are using. Personally, I've been looking at finding some new memory because the 500 gigabyte SSD I put in my computer really isn't cutting it. Like, it fills up quick, and I'm sick of swapping games around because I have a 5400 RPM drive in the other one, because I replaced the drive in the PS4 Pro, and the one I took out of it, I put in my computer, and it is notoriously slow, especially when you're trying to copy games back and forth. So I picked up one of those. It's a 1 terabyte, and it's a Samsung 970. They're on sale, at least here in Canada, they're on sale. They're like $80 off, and I figured, okay, this will be a good time to jump in. I don't necessarily want to get another 500 gigabyte stick, because like, games are only going to get bigger. And I feel like that SSD might be cool to test out with Cyberpunk 2077. So that's kind of where my head's at. Not getting a new console, but I figured I'd throw my PC some fun and get a new drive. And I think that 1 terabyte will take me far. I guess right now I'm just trying to determine if I want to install Windows on that new drive or keep Windows on my current 500 gigabyte SSD, which is another Samsung one. It's a really good one. I think it's a Evo 860 or something, which has been sort of the standard recommendation that I've seen for gaming PCs. So I'm not really sure. I don't know if there's any performance boost to having both the game and Windows on like the super fast SSD. I'm sure there is, but maybe it's negligible. And will it like bottleneck Cyberpunk? I got to do some more research, but if someone just shoot me a yay or nay. I don't mind reinstalling Windows, but save me some time if I didn't have to. News this week for Gamers Inn, a lot of stuff. Apple is going to reduce their cut to 15% for most developers starting in the new year. Anyone who makes under $1 million. So if you're an app developer and you make less than $1 million a year, hey, guess what? Your cut is going down to 15%. Hitman developer IO is making a James Bond game. I don't know. James Bond games haven't necessarily been good for a while, so it's good that I guess the Hitman guys are doing it. Google Stadia is coming to iOS via progressive web app, so that's been sort of the move from these streamers, stream services, to be like, hey, okay, if we can't play ball with Apple, we're just going to develop a web app. I think, you know, that's something Apple has said since the beginning of the App Store, is like, hey, if you don't like our guidelines, we have built-in sort of functionality for you to create like web apps that you can pin to the home screen. So they kind of almost even act like apps. They load in a browser, but they have like a shortcut on the home screen that you can create. I think you could still do that. So that was sort of their answer to not having an App Store at the very beginning of the iPhone's life. But now it's just sort of a shortcut, a really cool shortcut, because it's got the app icon and everything, but it is what it is. I don't know if we're going to talk about this again, but you know, Capcom's still having some leaks from that ransomware attack, and this time a release schedule has been posted, so there's a lot of stuff, some unannounced, some building on what we talked about last week, but that's out there if you want to look at that. And finally, this is in here in the notes, HBO gives series order to The Last of Us, and that means we will probably hear casting news pretty soon. Seems to be the next step when they've got a series order. I don't know, maybe they've already got some casting ideas, but look forward to that. On the Gamers Inn, moving to Summoner's Call, we've got new heroes from Binding Blade that we just went over, plus Game Club for Blazing Blade. We wanted to do 7 and 7X, but Eddie's Wii U hit a bit of a snag. I guess it fell in between his computer and his desk, and he was just using the tablet, as one would with the Wii U. That seems to be its best functionality. And I guess it overheated, and he didn't get a chance to play more. He kind of wanted to give his Wii U a break since it crashed. So we are going to probably pick that up in 2 weeks because we have our State of Fae special with Two Lords Without Swords. We will be recording live, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA, but you can check it out on the feed afterwards. I'll get it edited and posted probably around the same time a normal episode will be posted, so look forward to that next week. As for upcoming games, I figured we'd jump into December because November really has one big release, and that's World of Warcraft Shadowlands. It's coming out on November 23rd, Monday, so look forward to that today, if you're listening to this on Monday. Also in December, you've got Immortals Fenyx Rising coming to pretty much literally everything, except for mobile, December 3rd. Dragon Quest XI S, Echoes of Elusive Age Definitive Editions coming out December 4th. Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light is coming to the Switch on December 4th. That is a localized, I don't want to say remake. It's not a remake. It's a port. It's a port localized for the first Fire Emblem that came out on NES and has not come to North America. So this is the first time the game will be playable in English. Destiny 2 seems to be getting their next-gen patches on December 8th, so you'll be able to play Destiny 2. I think you can currently play Destiny 2 on your PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S, but you'll be getting a next-gen patch, which will make it take even more advantage of those brand new consoles. And finally, December, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X/S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on December 10th. Looking forward to that one. Cannot wait. Watched a comparison video between the Xbox One X, which is the platform I'm thinking of playing it on. Either that or PC. We'll see how things go. But I guess if I bought new memory, I should probably play it on PC. But yeah, that'll be out on December 10th. And yeah, that's going to do it. Be sure to join in the conversation at bit.ly/TGI Discord. Jump into our Discord and have a good chat with us. Thanks for listening and have a great week.